from the State Correctional Institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. 2015. USA Incorporated. Open Air Prison. Open Air Prison. USA Incorporated. USA Incorporated. USA Incorporated.
Is fast becoming one of the biggest open air prisons on Earth. Prison Radio.
Accessing. Access granted. Loading.
The Tahuti and Ma'at Show, the liberation show of the nation. A goal-setting action show, conscious talk.
Thank you. to let me be now.
Tahuti, peace and love. Love everyone, love everyone. Peace and love, family. This is Ma'at. Thanks for joining us everywhere and here in Forever Yours, Florida, Eastern Standard Time. Everyone is saying it's a new day, it's a new day, it's a new day. Why is it a new day, family? It is a new day because we are interested in why we think and act the way we do in light of history, politics, and culture. We understand why we think and act the way we do by understanding the socialization process. The process of socialization is accomplished through language, symbols, sounds, and stereotypes. And as we know, once internalized, stereotypes regulate behavior. Then who am I? We certainly must ask and answer, who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Knowing who we are, family, to know who we are, is achieved through acquiring self-knowledge, knowledge of self. Am I one of the stereotypes, fat slob, superior black person, or a bimbo? Am I a sinner? Am I a divine being? Who am I? To understand knowledge of self, to acquire knowledge of self, we will use the Assyrian drama, the oldest recorded story of self-growth and development. We'll use this as a blueprint to set and reach our goals as we ask and answer the questions, who am I? Am I really who I am? And am I all I ought to be? As we know, family, the beginning point of education is parental guidance, in light of history, politics, culture, and miseducation of the nation. Currently, we are being given an intellectual, technical, and physical education. The absence of effective character development and the socialization process, it is one of the reasons that we are where we are today as a nation. Looking at the bad news, the daily bad news. After using the same ideology, the same method of miseducation generation after generation, it is clear why we get the same results generation after generation. Today, parents and adults of all ages are becoming familiar with the 10 areas of the socialization process through independent education and research, thus recognizing and resolving individual and collective issues. Why is it a new day, family? One, we are working to acquire self-knowledge. Knowledge of self.
We have been and are being given miseducation.
Is changing too. As a nation, we were once miseducated. It is a new day. Good people worldwide are asking and answering the three fundamental questions everyone must ask and answer. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Why is it a new day? One, we're working to acquire self-knowledge. Two, we're asking and answering the three fundamental questions everyone must ask and answer. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Three, we are becoming familiar with the 10 areas of the socialization process and how it is regulating our behavior through the language, through symbols, sounds, and through stereotypes. Technically, everyone is affected by the socialization process. Now that we know technically, family, what is happening to all of us, we are able to understand why we think and act the way we do. Science facts that have everything to do with you. Blackest of the black skin and whitest of the white skin. The show is not about skin color. Tahuti and Ma'at are about developing consciousness to the highest state of being and seeing the sense of oneness with all. To help us on this journey, we use our goal-setting guide, TGROW, to grow, get it? To grow will help us on our daily, weekly, monthly, yearly plus goals. As you know, Tahuti, everyone is saying it's a new day. I agree. Understanding the operating of the socialization process. With the inner drive that encouraged the sense of oneness, everyone is asking, how do we use the Assyrian drama as a blueprint for self-growth and development?
And blessings, Maat. Love everyone, love everyone. Your beloved Tahuti. The drama is a metaphor made up of characters representing our emotions, immature and mature. The question brings to mind the themes we are talking about and acting on in light of how we are being socialized. Realizing that we're all learning scripts and one's internalized regulates behavior. Then who am I? Knowledge of self, self-knowledge, has to be awakened and developed. Unless we experience our true self, we can only believe what we are taught. The education system only includes intellectual, technical, and physical education. There is not an effective national character-building component. Although most issues we hear about on the bad news involve immature character acts. Am I right? Am I right? It is here that the most important step in our character development is needed. Can you imagine going on a journey without a destination in mind? Writing a novel without a theme? An educational system without a curriculum? Yet this is the manner in which all men live, without a true system of spiritual cultivation. The last podcast we talked about spiritual cultivation that we are embracing as our alternative to the concept of religion and religious systems. This is made necessary by the common misconception that surrounds the latter terms. The most common misconception is the belief that all groups and people have a religious consciousness. And the other is the belief that under the surface of the differences between religious systems, that they all are essentially the same, or at least aspire to the same goals, or ultimately worship the same God. The key is provided when we consider the fact that we can evaluate all religions or people claim of having it by their spiritual culture. What is spiritual culture? Spiritual culture is a system that methodically leads man consciousness to the higher parts of his being, wherein dwell those faculties that contains the essence of God's attributes. In short, its goal is to raise his consciousness and spiritual power. The acquirement of wisdom, which is the intuitive knowledge that frees man from error, and the spiritual power to achieve his will, making criminal, immature acts unnecessary, is the result of achieving the goal of spiritual cultivation. Only such men and women reach the goal of spiritual cultivation were allowed to hold positions of government, creating overall an environment of peace, health, harmony, and prosperity. How do we use the drama as a blueprint for self-growth and development? One of the most important teachings to come out of Kemet is that man must place the utmost importance in the quest of knowing self. The unsuspecting might believe that the acquiring of knowledge of self is a simple act of studying the appropriate literature. Unless we experience our true selves, we can only believe what we are taught. One of the most celebrated deity character in all of Kemet was Assur, who is commonly known by his Greek name, Osiris. It has been written that at the time of his birth, a voice was heard to proclaim that the Lord of creation was born. The story of Assur is long and quite involved. He is recognized as a great king of Kemet, who brought civilization to the people and established a code of ethics and instructions. He ruled Kemet along with his wife, Aset, who is better known by her Greek name, Isis. According to the legend, Assur was slain by his cunning and evil brother Set, who cut his body into 14 pieces and scattered them throughout Kemet. After a long search, Aset found parts of her husband's body. Aset was without child before the murder of Assur, but by means of certain powerful words given to her by the deity Tahuti, who represented divine articulation of speech, wisdom, Aset resurrected her slain husband. Shortly thereafter, Aset conceived a child upon being immaculately impregnated by the spirit of her husband and gave birth to a son, Horus, who avenged the death of his father by slaying his uncle Set. After Heru reached adulthood, he ruled as king of the earth.
Tahuti and Ma'at Show, radio on demand.
Of Assur, Aset, and Heru is the first story in the recorded history of man of the Holy Royal Family, the Trinity, Immaculate Conception, the Virgin Birth, and Resurrection. Evidence of this Trinity is known to have existed in ancient Nubia, carved on the walls of the Temple of Luxor, are scenes which depict the Annunciation. The deity Tahuti is shown announcing to the Virgin Aset the coming birth of her son Heru. The Immaculate Conception. Heteru is shown symbolically impregnating Aset by holding unks, symbols of life, to the nostrils of the Virgin Mother to be. The Virgin Birth. Aset is shown sitting on the birth stool and the newborn child is attended by midwives. The Adoration. The newborn Heru is portrayed receiving gifts from the three kings, or Magi, while being adored by a host of gods and men. In conclusion, the word Christ is not a name but a title, like Vice President is a title. Christ means he or she whose head is anointed by oil, or the Anointed One, Horus, Sage, Saint, Buddha, Christ,
Krishna. The insight of the story is to technically understand what is happening to us. We are born programmed for the preservation of our survival. The basic programming can be seen as attractions, likes, cravings, desires, for what gives us pleasure or repulsion, displeasure, dislike, for what causes aversion or pain. It is a very rudimentary mechanism that can assist us somewhat efficiently against physical danger. But if not transcend, it becomes the greatest impediment to our spiritual development. Since we can become in love with things that are not good for us and hate which is the most beneficial, then this part of the spirit cannot be guide for what is right or wrong. All that threatens to interfere with our pleasures or cause pain leads to a response of anger or fear, responses that are not capable of solving problems or conflicts, thus remaining confined to a state of immaturity regardless of age and class. For self-growth and development, knowledge of self, self-knowledge, is essential. The Assyrian drama is used as a blueprint, giving us the insight or raising our level of consciousness, becoming mature and reaching the level of Horushood, Haruhood, a symbol of life, the resurrection and the life, the Anointed One, the Word made flesh, the KRST Christ, the Word made truth, the one who comes to fulfill the law, the destroyer of the enemies of his father, the one who walks upon the water of his father.
And now, intermission.
Pick it up, Dad. Pick it up. Come on, quarterback. Come on, pick it up.
Hello?
Now that we have a clear understanding of why we think and act the way we do, in light of history, politics, culture, and miseducation of the nation, we are able to ask and answer the question, who am I?
We have stated that fantasies and myths are absorbed during the innocence of childhood, so that they become second nature by adulthood. By the time one reaches puberty, countless myths and traditions reside in the psyche, whether we agree with them or not. This learning process is called socialization. It occurs whether people are aware of it or not. This process is subtle, calculated, subliminal, and deliberate. Most of all, it is very effective. Am I really who I am?
The socialization process is accomplished with language, symbols, sounds, and with stereotypes. Once internalized, stereotypes regulate behavior. All one has to do is go with the flow, don't rock the boat. It teaches us to rely on rhetoric and habit rather than logic and independent thought.
Listen to the previous podcast. Do your research. Listen to the news. What are people saying? What are they offering in relationship to the collapse of the nation's institutions and traditions? The education system, political system, religious, spiritual. What is being promoted to bring harmony and unity? We're not saying this to criticize, but I am concerned that not everyone who say God, for lack of a better term, is saying the same thing or have the same goals. We believe there's a place for everyone. And to Udi and Ma'at offer the oneness of all. We all recognize the importance of coming together for security, to achieve goals, companionship, enjoyment. As the expression goes, no man is an island, right? Right?
Coming together is not a simple thing, family. The many point of differences between people make coming together difficult, and in many cases, seemingly impossible. Coming together, however, is a major universal inner drive that cannot be ignored. We must know the law governing it and allow it to regulate our thoughts, feelings, and actions. This law is embodied in the character of a sir. Am I all I ought to be?
Remember, family, the Assyrian drama is a metaphor made up of characters representing our emotions, immature and mature. The meaning of the Assyrian drama has different levels of applications. How do we use the Assyrian drama as a blueprint to help with self-growth and development? How do you perceive yourself? Assur saw himself as a divine being, establishing order, harmony, and prosperity within himself and the community. It is the Assur divine faculty within us that unites and harmonizes all of the separate functions in our body, enabling them to work as one.
Hootie and Ma'at Show, Radio On Demand.
A goal-setting action show, conscious talk.
In the second act of the drama, Assur is killed by Set, his younger brother, who usurps the kingdom. Although our divine self, Assur, is present at all times of our life, it cannot make its presence felt because we are born with our consciousness focused in the lower part of our being. The domination of our lives by our emotions, the animal part, immature intellectual faculty of our being, is symbolized by the usurpation of the kingdom of Assur. We dedicate our lives to the gratification of our emotions and desires. What we do, one, how we do it. And since our passions and sensual desires are not guides to what is correct or beneficial, we create a great deal of trouble for ourselves and for others.
Assur's body is cut into 14 pieces and spread over the land, giving rise to shrines. Act 3 corresponds to the loss of sense of unity. Enters religion. That accompanies suppression of our Assur principle by the immature state of our being and the current process of socialization. Aset, representing self-determination in ourselves, and Heteru, divine imagination, collected the pieces of his body. Act 4 deals with the beginning of the process of reintegrating man's consciousness, directed at re-establishing Asa as the dominant faculty in our lives.
Fifth act of the drama, through the use of words of power. Aset immaculately conceives and gives birth to Heru, who is heir to the usurped throne of Assur. Heru, we learned, is the will of man. It is awakened by taking into ecstatic trance our devotion to re-establishing our divine self through the aid of appropriate words of power. It is an immaculate conception because it is a manifestation of our spirit that does not result in ourselves creating or reinforcing conditionings within our spirit. Normally, every goal in our life depends on our creation or reinforcement of a habit, conditioned state of the spirit. This is important from the standpoint that our ultimate goal is to liberate our spirit from the compulsion of all conditioning superimposed upon it. Conditioning such as in the process of socialization that is accomplished through language, symbols, sounds, and through stereotypes. And as we know, family, once internalized, stereotypes regulate behavior. Set sends his agents to look for and kill the boy Cain. This act of the drama family, Act 6, symbolizes the antagonistic reaction of our animal spirit and lower intellect toward our efforts to alter our behavior pattern to reflect the values of our higher divine nature.
Grown into full manhood, Heru engages Set into battle, but cannot achieve any more than stalemate, which ultimately is failure. Act 7 corresponds to the use of the will to fight the lower part of being. Its inability to defeat it, it wins some battle and loses others, is caused by the fact that the will is being guided by the very faculties it is trying to bring under control. For example, you resist the emotion or desire because you are afraid of getting caught. There is a failure to understand that as long as you are motivated by emotion, fear of getting caught, or being embarrassed, you cannot successfully oppose undesirable emotions and desires, because in each case you are being controlled by the emotional part of the spirit.
In Act 8 of the drama, Heru is able to defeat Set with Tahuti's assistance. In this act, the will is guided by the wisdom of Tahuti through meditation, counsel from sages, and oracles, which, as we learned, is the will of God. Act 9, Set's penalty. As the core of Set's being is intellect, which is our faculty of communication, we see in Act 9 that Set's penalty is to disseminate the wisdom of Assur throughout the world.
Act 10 is the re-established kingdom of God. Here the individual realizes his divinity and become a sage. His words and teachings serve to guide others to the life of peace, love, and prosperity. Hetepu. We are inspiring everyone to see what the solutions are out there and see what we can utilize, realizing that the social system with its institutions and traditions are collapsing. Call and participate in the upcoming show, where you have a voice.
I was born in a dump. My mama died and my daddy, he got drunk. He left me here to die, grow in the middle of Tobacco Road. I grew up in rusty shack all I own was hanging on my back. And Lord knows how I learned this place called Tobacco Row. Tobacco Row, you're dirty and you're filthy. Tobacco Row, gonna get me some dynamite and a crane. I'm gonna blow it up. Lord knows I'm gonna start all over again.
Peace, who this?
Yo, this
Shut down in process.
Disconnect. That was nice game.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.